Hi, I'm George Poulter, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly. You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 6 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello Jeff.
James.
Hello.
And Cookie's back.
Hello guys.
Hey. A double hat-trick.
I'm glad I've been missed.
A double hat-trick, 6 weeks, 6 episodes, which is great.
Not bad.
We've got another jam-packed full episode. Where are we going to start?
We're going to start with Maidenhead from Jordan Higgs, of course. What a goal that was. A few of you on the last Bromley podcast, Ravens Weekly, chose that as your best goal that you've seen as a Bromley fan. And a few of the players did as well, in fairness. A ball forwards is headed back by Mark Anthony. And now Clifton's in here. Clifton with a shot, and it's a goal. And it's 1-0, and I'm afraid that was far too easy for Maidenhead. And Bromley's nemesis always seems to score against Bromley. Adrian Clifton volleys in from the angle. And just as we expect from Maidenhead, a long ball, route one, flicked on, volleyed in, far too easy. Bromley fell asleep defensively there and will be very disappointed. Goes for the goal kick, and that is half time. So, like I've just been saying, half time here, Maidenhead 1, Bromley 0. I think they just about shaded the half, in all honesty. Bromley with some brilliant counter attacks and some lovely attacking football. Not enough attempts on goal, though. It's what we said in the first half at Wrexham, funnily enough. So, let's hope the second half can be something similar for us and we can get ourselves back in this game. Giving the ball away here, Bromley. Giving it away again there as Porter's down after a challenge. Bagil tries to win back possession. He can't quite do so, and Maidenhead coming away with the ball again here. Here's Clifton. Adrian Clifton into the box. Here's Kelly. Kelly with a chance to shoot here. Oh, that's a brilliant goal. But Bromley, honestly, really, really giving these Maidenhead players too much space, and it's been coming. Maidenhead 2, Bromley 0. Well, as it's going to be Sutherland to deliver this corner for Bromley, as we're surely about to see the added time board as well in a moment. And the corner comes in. It's flicked across goal by a Maidenhead man. Okoye's being manhandled in the box there. That's surely a penalty. It's a penalty to Bromley here in added time. That's a definite penalty. He's pulled his shirt. A couple of Maidenhead fans protesting.
Yeah, definitely a penalty, as you say, Matt. There was a lot of shirt pulling going on in that box, and referees rightfully awarded Bromley a penalty Sutherland to take.
And it will be Frankie Sutherland against Carl Pentney. In additional time here, he scores. Frankie Sutherland scores. It's 2-1, and Pentney is obviously holding on to the ball. And if this had been 10 minutes earlier, James, I'd have had a lot more confidence, but we've still got a couple of minutes, everything to play for here now. There's a good penalty again from Sutherland down to Pentney's right hand bottom corner this time. Went for a low strike, and Pentney diving the right way, not managing to get a hand on it. And it's a long centre taken by Maidenhead, given straight back to Reece Meekins, who feeds Gregory. Gregory's got to get the ball up the pitch here. We've got to get everybody forward. Roger Johnson's playing as a striker now. He wins a flick on, and it's not cleared. Here's Porter. Yes! Oh, my goodness! Bromley have pulled this one back. Two goals in the space of 2 minutes. George Porter with the equaliser. Oh, my goodness me. You could not write this. Last week at Wrexham, I said it. We were out of the game. Absolutely unbelievable scenes here at York Road.
Well, well, well.
What a goal as well. What a strike.
There you go. There was a similar chance of that a few minutes ago when he set it back to Raymond. He's taken the shot and he scores brilliantly.
Oh, two goals and come on. We thought it couldn't get better after Wrexham. Of course, it's not over yet. So we mustn't count our chickens just yet. There's still about another minute to be played. absolutely incredible end to the game here. And it's still not over yet. The shirts are off behind the goal. Don't celebrate just yet is my advice. And that is time and a brilliant draw for Bromley this afternoon. York Road, boos ring out to fans who were just cheering their side every pass they played 5 minutes ago. It's quite bizarre. And I must say, brilliant spirit from Bromley. Not the best performance this afternoon, second half especially. But if we can play like that in the second half and score twice.
Absolutely, Matt. First half, Bromley looked really good on the counter-attack. You could see they'd set up to play a certain way to try and counter the way Maidenhead played. But unfortunately, just couldn't keep Maidenhead out. Clifton had a brilliant game, as did Kelly. A great goal from him. But as you say, Matt, the best second half. But to score two goals and now come away with a point. Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. And thank you to all of you who have tuned in. I don't really know how to reflect on what's just happened, really. We were 1-0 down, and this has happened against us in the past at Halifax. Do you remember Halifax? 2-0 up. We were in their position with just injury time to go, and we've pulled it back here. We've pulled it out of the bag. We've got the draw, and it's a very, very well-earned point from Bromley, and one that we'll take into Tuesday's clash against Barnet.
Well, quite incredible then. Two games in a row. Is it two games in a row?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah, no. So, God bless Matt. Not quite sure about the your sense of belief, if I'm honest, when that first goal went in. I thought you were tending to think it was a bit of a consolation rather than a start of a magic comeback.
Well, I didn't want to curse it from last week. Obviously, I said it was game over and it worked. So I took the same approach this week, hoping that the same thing would happen. And now the fact is, every time we go 2-0 down, I've got to say it's over for us to have any chance of coming back.
I know. It was reminiscent to what we'd done at Halifax in 2015, wasn't it? We was 2-0 up, and I think me and Jeff at that point said that the 3 points coming back to Hayes Lane in the 92nd minute, and then all of a sudden...
See, it works in reverse as
no,
well.
No, it does.
Who said that? Did I say that?
Yeah, well, we both said it, 3 points coming back to Hayes Lane.
We both did?
Yeah, oh. And then obviously they got the kick off and scored, and then they got the penalty, so...
now we know we're... Alex Wallman and Alan Bucini. Alan Ball with a foul, and then Alan Bucini from kick-off.
Kicked it outfield.
Did exactly what happened at Maidenhead, though.
Yeah, pretty much it was from kick-off. Obviously, the Maidenhead player taking the kick-off straight to Reece Meekhams, and then it just all went from there.
So it was finally good to experience what it felt like to be on the positive side of that.
Even if it was in a stand full of Maidenhead fans.
And Matt, after the game, you caught up with Neil Smith.
Neil, I still haven't really worked out what to say about that. 2-0 down in the 91st minute and draw 2-2.
Yeah, no, the boys, I've said it from day one, they've got character, they've got drive, they've got belief, obviously made the changes. I'm more disappointed that we went 2 goals down because I think we're better than that. I thought we played or started off really well in the first half with having a couple of chances and no end product. But, you know, coming at half-time 1-0 down, you know, we said to the boys, you've got to just believe in it. 91st minute, get the goal from Frankie, who's just come on as a sub, and then obviously Roger goes up front, gets the flick on, and Jules Porter does the rest. And you know, I don't think anyone had that down in the 91st minute that we come back and draw 2-2.
And obviously, like you referred to there, a good first half performance, better than the second.
Yeah.
But if we're not playing as well as we can and still coming back to get draws, what does that say?
I've just said it. We're better than that, especially the second half. We lost a little bit of our way, so that's why I made the changes. But in the first half, I thought we were fine. And created enough to go, I think, go up 1-0 up. But the supporters, even they didn't give up. You could hear them driving the players on at 2-0 down in the 90th minute. They didn't give up either. So full credit to them. And then obviously to get the equaliser down at that end with them behind there was brilliant.
Two injury time comebacks in 2 weeks. How's your heart?
It's not good. I'm growing old very quickly. So I've just said to the boys, just finish the game. How you finish it, it's going to start it. You know, we're finishing really strong. 2 goals in the last 5 or 6 minutes last week. 2 goals today. Just start the game like that, and then, you know, hopefully it's a little bit easier on my health. But no, I'm really pleased for him. Disappointed in some aspects, but we'll sit through that on Monday because obviously we've got another test at Barnet.
That's right, not too much time before that. We welcome Barnet to Hayes Lane on Tuesday. It's going to be a tough one. They're starting to pick up those results.
Yeah, no, look, you've got John Steele, very experienced guy, as is Alan Devonshire. So, you know, you're pitting your wits against these managers, which is brilliant. But we know it's going to be tough. We'll come in Monday, regroup, see what we got injury wise guys, and hopefully a few of the injuries that we've had are coming back as well, so there'll be a competition for places.
Neil, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
And obviously up next, as Neil referred to, there was Barnet at home, obviously Tuesday night at Hayes Lane. Fantastic crowd, I must admit.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Well, best of the season so far, I think it was 305 away and what, nearly 1,300 home fans.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, it was 1,600 on a Tuesday night. Big thank you to everyone who turned out. Matt, James, let me know how to summarise that game.
Yeah, it wasn't the best of performances, I'll be honest, and I think Neil will allude to that later on. Barnet were a very, very good side. Let's make no mistake about that. And they were very organised. They're coming here off the back of three consecutive wins. So we knew it was going to be a tough test. But unfortunately, I just don't feel enough of our players were at full form on the night.
Yeah, I think at this stage of the season, games come so thick and fast. You can maybe excuse the odd player for having an off day, but you know, it was just such a shame to see quite a few of the players on the night just having an off day. But fair credit to Barnet. You know, some of the standout performances on the night: Dan Sweeney getting the goal, very composed at the back, and also Jack Barham had a good night. Could have had a goal as well, Matt.
Yeah, that was a bit of a controversial one, wasn't it? And it actually turns out, I wasn't aware of this at the time. I don't know about you, that Gregory actually got a hand onto that.
Wow.
So it was actually, looking back at it, it was actually a save, and an absolutely incredible save at that. And obviously,
I'll just jump in on that.
Yeah,
Matt. I was over at the away end, obviously doing my job on the night, and it was an unbelievable save, and he really kept us in it. Also, I feel that the George Porter shot from what
I was just about to say that. Yeah, go on.
I think that would have changed the game as well, with it being conceding the goal. A bad goal to concede, but then obviously it then being so back and forth, I think that goal, it was a fantastic strike. Just unfortunately I was over that side as well when the shot went in, and it's just unfortunately on the post.
But obviously we've seen the team fight back a lot recently, usually from a deficit in the game. Now it's going to be time to sort of fight back the game after, so to transfer that fight over to the next game as such.
Yeah, absolutely. After Tuesday night, we spoke to Smudge at Thursday training.
Neil, frustrating result on Tuesday evening, a 1-0 home defeat to Barnet. What were your thoughts on the game?
Disappointment. The boys had done really well up until then, and it's the first game I can say we actually probably come away and not deserved anything, even though we had a couple of chances. It's not us, you know. After the results we'd had in the last four games, I was expecting a little bit more from us, well, a lot more from the actual performance. But you know, we didn't go too high, we don't go too low. We've got another game on Saturday and we look forward to that one. Don't look back.
And we've seen the fight backs this season. We unfortunately weren't able to stage one against Barnet. Does that now transfer into the next game?
You know, it's a response, it's how we react from that defeat. You know, they're going to be one of the top teams in there from coming down. You know, they're a league club or ex-league club, telling everybody how big they are. So, you know, it was always going to be a difficult game. I just thought that we didn't turn up and we gave them the game, and we can't afford to do that against an old shot side that are obviously having a few problems themselves, obviously losing last night as well. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we respond, and we're the wounded animals going into the Aldershot game.
And it is going to be a tough game, isn't it? As you refer to, the Aldershot did very well last season, always going to be tough at the Ebb Stadium as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, getting in the playoffs last year and, you know, losing out to penalties. Gary Waddock's very experienced manager at league and this level. So it's going to be a tough one, but I believe in our boys. I have done all season, I still do. But it's going to take a hell of a performance to get us a result.
On a positive note, let's take something positive from Tuesday. Adam Mecky returned. Great to see him back.
Yeah, brilliant. Adam Mecky coming on and playing the amount he did, you know, and training really well today as well. So massive plus for the side. And Cole De Silva's now declared himself fully fit as well. So there's a game on Friday. Maybe give him a run out and we'll see how he is. But, you know, now the boys are getting back. Jack Holland's not too far away either. You know, hopefully there's competition for places and we can start pushing on.
Well, Neil, best of luck for Saturday and we'll catch up with you after then.
Thank you.
Always good to hear from Neil Smith there. It's brilliant to get so up close and personal with a manager that really shares everything and wears his heart on his sleeve, doesn't he? So up next, Matt, Aldershot.
Yeah, indeed. And we travel there to the Ebb Stadium on Saturday for a 3 o'clock kickoff. It's always it's a tough place to go. It's always a fantastic pitch.
The EBB Stadium.
Oh, all right, the EBB Stadium. the pitch is always in great condition. It's quite a big pitch as well, isn't it? And it's a place we've had mixed fortunes going to over the past few years. Our first season...
don't look after your away fans, though.
Yeah. No, that is one thing which... yeah, I think most of our fan base will definitely agree with that.
4-1, what, two seasons ago?
4-0.
Billy Granger in goal, wasn't it?
4-0, yeah, it was worse. With the first season, though, you say it's bad, two draws and a defeat.
Yeah.
So the first season, we played with Jack Holland up front, and he actually scored, didn't he? I don't know if you guys were at that one. I remember being in the away end. We got the 1-1 draw in the end. The season after that is what you were referring to, Cookie. Absolute disaster. We lost 4-0. And it was one of our worst performances that season.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Alan Julian got injured during warm-up, was it Julian?
No, Ross Flitney.
Ross
Julian
Flitney,
was
sorry,
it? Julian had left, I think,
that's
by
it,
that time.
Sorry, he got injured during warm-up. He's back, didn't he? And we had Billy Granger, which there was an element of doubt, I think, on
it was just lucky he was there, otherwise who would have gone in goal?
Well, that's it. Well, I think anyone might have been better. not being horrible.
Oh, poor
but it didn't work out, no, bless him. But yeah, four goals to concede, we was cool. We definitely wasn't on it that.
No, day.
But I mean, well, touching wood here, but the fortunes have definitely turned. I mean, promotion chasers last year, and they're struggling to get out of the bottom four this year.
And the weather that day, I remember, absolutely chucking it down with rain. Just I think they call that pathetic fallacy, don't they? Just an absolute nightmare. But the season after, Cookie, last year, we were on the cusp of victory, weren't we?
Yeah, that's heartbreak. I mean, I know we had it similar at Leighton Orient, didn't we, when we played them away, well, the 28th of December. We had that 1-0 and they was just pressing from like 70th minute. Last 20 minutes, we was just 10 at the back. And we'd done a similar thing. We went really defensive against it, Aldershot.
And we weren't so lucky that time.
Wasn't so lucky that time at swings and roundabouts. But we got a point, which is better than what we got before, and hopefully we'll go one better because we still haven't beaten them in the National League, have we?
And James, we go there at a time when they're not in fantastic form at the minute.
No, obviously had the TV game on Wednesday night down at Havant's. They lost 2-1. They just really aren't in too much of a good form at the moment. And obviously, what better way to find out how their season has gone and get some info on the club from a man that knows all about them, and that's Chris Woods.
Hi, James and everyone at Bromley. For your podcast ahead of our game with each other on Saturday, Aldershot Town versus Bromley. It's been a summer of a lot of change for Aldershot. There's been a lot of changes in terms of playing staff. We've lost our captain, Callum Reynolds, I think, who's been a big loss. He's moved to Barnet in the summer, as well as a lot of the core of our side that did get us into the playoffs last season, which we unfortunately lost to Ebbsfleet on penalties in the first playoff game. Obviously, you guys had your own bad luck with penalties as well at the end of last season. I'm sure you don't need reminding about that.
Whoa. No, leave it out, Chris.
Leave it out, mate. Come on.
All right, let's let him finish.
But no, it's a young side we've built here. They're very green, very inexperienced in terms of their senior football appearances. There is talent in that side, though. We lost to league leaders Wrexham on Saturday. We travelled all the way up there and lost 2-0. They were very, very good side, and I think we matched them in terms of ability. But as you know, with teams in this league, if you're a big side, it gets you quite far in this league if you're quite physical. And I think they certainly give us a physical lesson. They just had that sort of street smarts and nous about them. Both their goals came from set pieces, so I think they just sort of bullied us a bit physically, which we have found quite challenging in a few of our defeats this season, which is why we are where we are in 20th position. But I think we should start. That should improve soon. It is a good side. And I think one to watch Saturday will be Jacob Barkley-Ajipong, who was signed from Crystal Palace. He's a South London boy as well. So I'm sure you guys may be glad you missed out on him. But he'll offer a lot of threat down the wing, and certainly he will... He gets bums off seats in terms of adding some excitement to the game. Wednesday night, we're not actually playing at the time of this recording. I know you guys are in action. We are on tomorrow, Wednesday night, against Havant and Waterlooville, live on BT Sport. Again, it's a must-win game, that I in my opinion. But, so depending on the outcome of that, we should we'll either have a very poor result to... try and bounce back from on Saturday, or hopefully a positive result that we can kick on from. So looking forward to hosting Bromley at the Shots on Saturday. And yeah, hopefully it's an entertaining game. I know you guys have got a very talented squad there. So yeah, we look forward to having you. Cheers.
Fair play. A big thank you to Chris here from Woolshot. Always great to get a lowdown on our opposition ahead of the weekend. Right now, attention turns to Goal of the Month. On a website and on social media, we asked you for to vote on your favourite Goal of the Month. I'm not quite sure how many contenders there were that were probably up against the winner, if I'm in all honesty.
Well, I think it was just nice to have a video with all our goals in it, and a great response as well from it. It's the first time we've had a goal of the month for a while, isn't it? So, James, I know you've got the results collated there, so let's get straight to it. Drum roll.
Yep, absolutely. I'm delighted to announce that.
I forgot the sound effects.
The winner this week, I don't think meant any surprise to anyone. It was Goal Ice. So that was Junior's goal against... It was against Havant.
Havant, a strike, wasn't
absolutely
it?
Brilliant, yeah. Great goal.
Yeah, so Junior obviously got two in that match, but the first one, absolutely phenomenal strike. In terms of the strike itself, obviously the second one, a bit of a team goal. Yeah. But there was, some good contenders that month, and let's hope we can see plenty more stunners later this season.
Brilliant. Thanks for that. Thank you very much to everybody who took part and voted. Much appreciated, as always. Next up, we've got a player interview.
Yep, interview with George Portnow. Matt, you caught up with him.
George, it was a tough result to take on Tuesday, 1-0 home defeat to Barnet. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you're right, Matt. Very frustrating game Tuesday night. Didn't think we got started at all. And it was disappointing in the way we lost, especially we said before the game that like we're quite strong at home, and that was coming on from last year as well. And we said we wanted to make this place a bit of a fortress, and I thought we let ourselves down a little bit. But we come in training on Monday, and I think we've worked on some things, and we're really looking forward to the game tomorrow.
And obviously it was 4 unbeaten in the league before that, so is the desire there now to bounce back and go on another run?
Yeah, that's it, mate. I think it's key to get a few games under our belt, like together, like a little run together, because we can get some confidence from that. We've got some good games coming up now, so hopefully we can start a new run, mate.
And it is all the shot away tomorrow. It's going to be a tough one. Never an easy place to go, despite them maybe not being in great form so far.
No, they haven't been in great form, but I think we went there last year. We got a result there last year. It's a nice pitch, nice big pitch. Hopefully we can get the ball down, play some football and get a result.
George, best of luck for tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
Always nice to hear from George there. I think that's about all we've got time for. Obviously, after all the shots on Saturday, next Saturday, we've got Salford at home. Class of 92, is that what they call themselves?
Yeah.
Obviously, hopefully, another fantastic crowd. Obviously, over 1,600 on Tuesday night. It'd be great to if we can go and beat that next Saturday. Matt, how do they get their tickets?
Of course, you can get your tickets online at the discounted rates by going to our website at www.bromleyfc.co.uk.
Smooth link. I think that's about all. That's it now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think really shorter episode this week. Hope it's filled a gap in your diaries ahead of tomorrow's kickoff, and it's given you all the information you need. Cookie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Matt, James, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll be back again this time next week. I'll be a bit earlier this time. But thanks again for listening, and we'll see you then. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from, in Bromley.